The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today I want to discuss a very interesting shaila which came before Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan's spectacles referring to the bracha, the Kov Nerov. It was discussed at length in the very first tshuva in his sefer Shas Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchok in Chelik Orachaim Siman Aleph. The shaila there was, there was a man who was out of town on Erev Pesach and there was no goy available for him to tell his chometz to. By the time he came home, Erev Pesach was already after Chatzos, so it was too late to sell his chometz. However, the local Beis Din was aware of his predicament, and before Chatzos, they sold his chometz on his behalf, even though he had not requested them to do so. After Pesach, the man had owned large quantities of chometz, and now the shaila was, is it permitted to have any benefit from his chometz? Because the halacha is chometz she'ov anov haPesach is also ba'anov. Someone, a Jewish person, if he owns chometz over Pesach, since he's transgressed the issue of possessing chometz on Pesach or Bal Yeroi, Bal Yemotzer, Chachomer made a knas, and all these chometz is also to have any benefit from it. So the question here was, is this sale that the Beis Din did on his behalf, without his knowledge perhaps, a valid sale, in which case the chometz belonged to a goy of a Pesach, in which case it's mutban or after Pesach, or was the sale invalid, in which case the chometz belonged to the Jew over Pesach, in which case it's also ban or after Pesach? So that was the shaila which came to Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan. Was the sale valid? So Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan said, lichohiro, the sale is valid. That would be the starting point. Even though the Beis Din was not instructed to sell the chometz on behalf of the owner, nonetheless they can do it even without his permission and without his instruction. And the chur derives from our Gemara and David Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rabin Baravada, Maisa Bon the Mechod, there was once a story about a certain person, Shehifki Tiskai on the Leo chometz, he left a large bag full of chometz, Eitzul Yochanon Chatukah, where the person of Yochanon Chatukah was asked to look after a large quantity of chometz. Came to Erev Pesach, and it was coming towards the end of the time when you have to get rid of your chometz. So the first hour and the second hour they were told to wait. When it came to the fifth hour, Rebbe said, Omaleh, say Umochra Mashuk, go and sell it in the Shuk. It's the Gemara that they sold it to Goyim. There's two possibilities in the Gemara. One Gemara is they sold it to a Jew. Other possibilities is they sold it to a Goy on Erev Pesach in the fifth hour. Now, so Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan, the owner of the chometz, the mafkid, the one who deposited the chometz by the nifka, by Rabbi Yochanan Chakukah, did not instruct him to sell the chometz. He sold it of his own volition on behalf of the owner. And we see that it works, even though he wasn't instructed to do so. This is a chiddush, that although halacha is zochin la'olam shalei b'fonov, one can do an action on behalf of somebody which is to his benefit. When he receives something, one can receive a gift on behalf of somebody, even if he doesn't know about it because it's a schus. From this Gemara we see that you can even sell something on someone else's behalf if it is to his benefit. So too we find in the Choshen Mishpot of a Reish Tzadik Beis, if you design this concept that someone, a nifkad, has been given chometz to look after, and the owner doesn't come along to do anything about it in Erev Pesach, then in order to prevent a loss to the owner, he should sell the chometz to a goy in Erev Pesach. And so too we find with regard to other types of nifkad, if produce has been deposited by someone to look after and it starts going off, starts going bad at a rate which is unusual, which is worse than it normally does, then he's instructed to sell it on behalf of the owner. Although the owner doesn't know about it, nonetheless, in a case where you're helping the person and it's a schus for him, it's an undoubted benefit for him, you can actually even sell someone's possessions on their behalf if it's an undoubted benefit for him. Therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan, perhaps in our case as well, the Beis Din or the local Rav can sell the chometz on behalf of this person, even though he wasn't given instructions to do so by the owner of the chometz. However, the Bishul Chonon points out that it's not so clear at all that this is going to work. And he starts as follows. The halacha is that whenever you sell something to a goy, you have to do at least two kinyonim. You have to do a kinyon kesev and a kinyon meshicha if you want it to work in that Torah. And the reason for this is that the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what is the main kinyon min ha-Torah? Rabbi Yochanan holds the kinyon min ha-Torah of metalkalin is kinyon kesef. The Rabbanon decided not to do kinyon kesef, they instituted meshicha instead. But min ha-Torah, the kinyon is kinyon kesef. Conversely, to a goy, the main kinyon, when you sell something to a goy, is a kinyon meshicha. However, Rish Lakish says the exact opposite. Reish Lakish says the main kinyan for a Jew is Meshicha, and the main kinyan for a Goy is a kinyan Kesef. Now, if you want to sell something to a Goy, for example, someone has an animal which is about to give birth to a firstborn kosher animal. Halacha is it has a Kedushas Bechor and has to be taken to Beis HaMikdash and born as a Korban. Now, nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we have a problem with Kedushas Bechor. So what do? So it's either sell the mother animal or part of the mother animal to a non-Jew, and then already the animal that's born has no Kedushas Bechor if there's a shutfus, if there's a partnership with the goy. Now how do we sell the animal to the goy? So halacha is we have to do both a kinyan kesef and a kinyan meshicha, because we're choishes for both Rabbi Yochanan's opinion and Rish Lakish's opinion. And according to each one, only one of those kinyonim work min ha-Torah with a goy. In order to ensure that it works, we do both kinyonim. Now, that's okay when it's talking about the owner himself who's doing the transaction with the goy. So the owner can do a kinyan kesef by receiving money from the goy, and the owner can do meshicha by giving the goy to do meshicha on the chometz. However, this is going to be problematic when you're coming to sell it on behalf of somebody else. Why is that? Because there is a concept of shlucha shel bal ha-momon. Tosfos says Bava Metzia daf ein aleph on the base, and then the Mukhi Yosef Bava Metzia daf yud aleph. Say, introduce this concept of shlucha shel bal ha-momon. One of the main applications of this concept is that when one does a zechiah on behalf of somebody else, one is not only acting as a shliach on behalf of the koina, one is intrinsically acting as a shliach on behalf of the makne as well. So if Reuven wants to give something to Levi, and he gives it to Shimon, Shimon does the kinyan on behalf of Levi, and Shimon is acting as a shliach on behalf of Levi to do the kinyan, to be zoicher, he's also acting as a shliach on behalf of Reuven, who is the makne. That's called shlucha shel bal ha-momon. Now, the problem with this is, if the makne is a goy, and the halacha is a shlichus legoy, then it's not going to work. So Tosfos in Bava Metzia daf ein aleph says a Jew cannot be a shliach to be zoicha for another Jew from a goy, because even though he can be the shliach of the other Jew to be zoicha, he cannot be the shliach of the goy, and the shliach the zoicha needs to be a shliach of both of them, and therefore it's not going to work. If that's the case, as we saw in Chonon, how can Rabbi Yochanan Chakuko the nifkat do a kinyan kesef in order to be makne, the mafkid's chometz to the goy? The way one does a kinyan kesef is to receive the money from the goy. So when the goy gives the money to Rabbi Yochanan Chakuko, he picks up the money and he wants to be zeicher the money on behalf of the mafkid, the owner of the chometz. It's not going to work because of the problem of shlucha shel bal ha-momon, because you can't be a shliach from a goy, and therefore you cannot be a shliach to be kind of something from a goy on behalf of somebody else. So how is it going to work? How did Rabbi Yochanan Chakuko do a kinyan kesef, if that's what he did, in order to be makanel the mafkid's chometz to the goy? More than that, the same question would apply nowadays when we sell our chometz to the goy. The vast majority of people don't actually themselves sell their chometz to the goy, but they appoint the local rav or the local president to be their shliach on behalf of them to sell their chometz to the goy. Now again, the rav does several kinyonim. One of them is a kinyan kesef. If the rav receives the kinyan kesef, he receives the kesef from the goy on behalf of everybody, How does that help? Because of the problem of Shnuch Shabbalam Homan, he cannot be the shliach from the goy on behalf, to be coded from the goy on behalf of somebody else. And if that's so, how can the Rav sell achomus with a kinyan kesef to the goy? Now, there is a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph who says that with matona, everyone agrees that Mashiach works min haTorah. And the reason for that is that if there is no kesef involved, because you're giving away a gift, then the kula amud min haTorah, the kinyan of Mashiach works. So it suggests that Bishra Achonim, once the money issue is out of the way, we can now consider it like a matona. So once the goy has given the money to the Rav or to Rabbi Yochanan Chakuko to be koina, to do a kinyan kesef, although this kesef now does not yet belong to the owner of the chometz because of the problem of Shulchan Shabbat HaMomim, but nonetheless the money is out of the way. Now you're just giving over the chometz to the goy, so perhaps now the mashicha that the goy would do on the chometz would itself be sufficient, and there will be no more problem of kinyan kesef, because now there is no more kinyan kesef. It's not required anymore because it's like a matana. That's a suggestion of Rishu Rechonah. However, there is an opinion of the Rabban in brought in the Shittim and Kibetzes in Bob Metzir Tach Mem Tesam and Aleph, and it's Mashmah from Tosfos in Bechorot Tav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph as well, who says that even though there is no kesef involved with the matana, nonetheless, you would still not be able to do a kinyan mashicha min haTorah. It wouldn't work. So on that terms, is not going to help us. What about trying to do a kinyan chalipin? Well, you can't do a kinyan chalipin either, so it's a bismuth on them for the same reason. How does chalipin work? I pick up a sudda, and with that, I'm marking the object to the other person. In this case, again, the goy would give the sudda to the rov, in our case, or to Yochanan and Chakukor in the Gemara's case. But the Suda, he would have to be kohen the Suda on behalf of the owner of the chometz in order for the transaction to work. And again, he cannot be kohen from the goy on behalf of somebody else because of the problem of Shulchan Shabbat HaMomim. So that's not going to be a pitaron. So how are we going to get around this problem? Says the Bishul Chomon, there is a different way of looking at this type of kinyan without coming onto the concept of kinyan kesef. And that is a kinyan midin orev. What is an orev? An orev is a guarantor. Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Levi is the guarantor. How does it work? How is it created a chiyuv for Levi to pay Reuven in the event that Shimon defaults on the loan? Where is the kinyan? Where is the hischaivos? How does it work? The idea is that since on Levi's guarantee, on Levi promising to pay in the event that Shimon defaults, relying on that, Reuven goes ahead and gives the money to Shimon, that itself creates a chiyuv from Levi the Orev to Reuven to pay up in the event that Shimon defaults. And you don't require any more kinyan than that. That's the concept of Orev in a nutshell. The Gemara Kiddushin extends the concept of Orev to other kinyonim as well. A person could say, you give money to somebody else, and with that, I am makdem my field to you. Kinyan real estate is min haTorah nikveh with a kinyan kesef. We learn from Avraham Avinu and Moshe Machpelah. And says the Gemara, you don't have to have the koina giving the kesef to the moicha, but he can say, the moicha can say, give the kesef to a third party, and with that, I am makneh the field to you. And the third party is not acting as a shliach to be kohen the kesef on behalf of the moicha, but it works midin orev. By you giving money to somebody else, I am machayev myself to you. Just like when you lend money to somebody else on my word, on my guarantee, I am machayev myself to pay it back if he defaults. From that concept, midin orev, we can learn that you can use that for other kinyonim as well. I can say, give money to somebody else. With that, I machayev myself, and I makneh my field to you, without having to come on to the din of shlichus. If that's the case of Yisrael Chomer, we can understand how our Rav sells the chomer on our behalf with a kinyan kesef, although there's a problem of shlichus of Balamom. It's not that the Rav receives the money of kinyan kesef, and he's a shliach, and he's kohen the kesef on our behalf. That's problematic, as we mentioned. but rather it's as if we gave an explicit instruction to the goy and said, you give the money to the Rav, and with that we are makna our chometz to you, means in orev. If that's the way the kinyan works, we have no problem shlichus shluchus abalamom, because we don't need the Rav to act as a shliach. We just need to receive the money in order that there should be ischaimus midin orev, because the goy, by giving the money to the Rav on our instruction, with that we are mechayav ourselves that we're makna the chometz to the goy midin orev. That would be a very good solution, says the Sotzebishko Honon, for the way that it works nowadays when a Rav or a Beis Din sells the chometz on our behalf. However, that's not going to help in the case of the Gemara of the Yochanan Chatuko, who is the Nifka who sold some of the Mafkid's chometz. Why? Because in that case, the Mafkid didn't know about it. In our case, we're instructing the Rav to sell our chometz to the Goy. So it's as if we're telling the Goy via the Rav that he should give the money to the Rav, and with that we're makneh our chometz to the Goy. But in the case of the Gemara and Yud Gimel with Aleph Sochin, the Mafkid didn't know that I was going to sell the chometz. He certainly didn't give instruction to any particular Goy, even via the Mifkad, that he should buy the chometz, or that he should give money in order that he should be makneh the chometz to him. So it can't work with Din Orev. The Din Orev only works on the instructions of the Orev. But in this case, the Mafkid didn't know anything about the deal that was going through. So we can't say it's as if he instructed the Goy, give money to Yochanan Chatuko, and with that I'm makneh to you my chometz. He didn't know anything about it at all. So it's not going to work with Din Orev. We've solved the problem about how the Rav does it nowadays, but we haven't solved the Gemara's problem on the Nifkad, how he manages to do it. So the Yisrael Chonon, it's a very long chuba, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but the main akut that he comes up with to answer this is to take a completely different approach, and that is based on a Gemara from Metzia Daf Lamed Daled. There the Mishnah said at the beginning, our Mafkid one is the Mishnah, that if someone gives someone to a Shoy Mechina or Shoy Mesochot to look after, gives something to look after, and he comes back afterwards and says, what happened to it? Let's take an example of the Shoy Mechinam. Shoy Mechinam says it got stolen. The Shoy Mechinam claims that the object got stolen, as long as it wasn't through his negligence, is potter, does not have to pay. However, he does have to make a shavuah, he has to swear an oath that he wasn't negligent and it was stolen. And then he's potter. If, however, the Shoy Mechinam decides to pay up instead, even though he doesn't have to, he could make a swear an oath and be exempt from payment, but he said, I'd rather not swear, instead I'm going to pay up the full value of the thing that was stolen, even though I don't have to. Then, if afterwards we find the gunner, and the halacha is whenever someone steals something, he gets caught afterwards, he has to pay back carefully, he has to pay back twice as much, the extra value gets paid to the shomer and not to the original owner. And the Gemara explains the reason is because is an implicit agreement between every mafkid and every nifkad at the time that he hands over the object to be looked after, that if it should get stolen, and if you should have the opportunity to swear, and you nonetheless decide not to swear and to compensate me fully for the loss, I will be willing to be makneh to you the chefetz or the animal, so that the animal will belong to you with regard to the kefil, that if the ganav is found afterwards, he will owe you the kefil and not to me. At what stage does the animal or the object which is being left to be looked after revert, go into the ownership, enter the ownership of the shomer? There's two opinions in the Gemara, either from the moment that it's deposited by him or from the moment just before it's stolen. So, says the Gemara, the implicit agreement between every mafkin and every nifkad is that if it should turn out at a later stage that it should get stolen, and that you should, rather than make a shvuah and part yourself, agree to pay for it, and we should catch the ganav afterwards and there should be a payment of kefal, it should retroactively be considered that the animal was yours, or the chefetz was yours, either from the moment that I deposited it by you or from a moment just before it got stolen. Says the Yisrael Chonon, we can say the same thing here. Since we know that the chometz is going to become osser if it's not sold before Pesach, we're now standing in Erev Pesach approaching Chatzos, and if we don't get rid of this chometz now by sending it to a goy, it's going to become osser. The owner will be over in Israel by Yeroy and by Yimotze, and not only that, but the chometz will become osser from now on and he won't be able to do anything with it. So surely it's clearly in his best interest for us to sell it on his behalf. Now we can't sell it on his behalf because we need to do a kinyan kesef to make sure that it goes out of his rishus min ha-Torah. And we can't do a kinyan kesef because, as we mentioned, there's a problem of shulchan shel bal ha-momon. The only way around is if the mafkid were to allow me, the nifka, to actually perform my own kinyan on the chayfet, to take the chomets into my possession, and then I can sell it to the goy as my chomets, then I'm not acting as a shliach, and there's no problem of kinyan kesef or shluchan shel bal ha-momon. So says Rabbi Yisrael Chonon, it's an umden and a mukhah, it's clear to everybody that it's as if it was stated, there's an implicit agreement, at the time he gave me the chomets to look after, that if it comes to Erev Pesach and he hasn't sold his chomets and I am able to sell the chomets, and the only way I can do that is by taking the chomets into my possession, he's willing that I should be going to the chomets myself with the kinyan chotzer or otherwise, and then I'll be able to sell the chomets directly to the goy, and in that way save his chomets, because otherwise he's going to be over the Issa Balirua and his chomets is going to be also. So just like we find in the beginning of our mafkit, there's an implicit agreement that the mafkit is makna the chomets to the nifkat in the event that it should get stolen and he should be willing to pay for it rather than make a shvua. So too there's an implicit agreement from every mafkit to a nifkat when he gives chomets over, that if it should come to Erev Pesach and the only way to sell it is to take it into your possession, I'm willing to be makna the chomets to you, the nifkat, so that you should be able to sell it as your chomets to the goy, so I should avoid the isra balirua and avoid the problem of having my chomets becoming osa. There is a Murmur in the Chuvan Timon Pei Zayin who says a similar thing, Legabe Hilchus Bechur, that we make an Unden and Tais Bailim. But it's called Chonon, there's a very big Chiddush and extends that Londus to the, and that Undener to the same Halacha that we have here of the Nifkat selling the Chomets. So that would explain how Gemara Nach Yud Gimon Amud Aleph, which says Yochanan Chacham Kor could sell the Chomets, even though he sold it to a Goy, and even if he did it with a Kinyan Kesef, and there would be a problem with Shluchas Bal Ha-Momon. Nonetheless, it would still work because he wouldn't be acting as a shliach, rather he would be selling his own chomets, because there's an umdah that the mafkid is willing that the nifkat should first be koneh the chomets to be his own and then be able to sell it in order that the mafkid should be avoid any isser and any financial loss. That would explain, as we said, the Gemara of Yochanan Chakukah and the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadik Beis in Chodesh Mishpat, which says that a nifkat should sell the chomets of the mafkid on Erev Pesach if he hasn't heard anything from the mafkid. However, as Rabbi Yisrael points out, that now destroys our proof from the Gemara of Yochanan Chakur Koron, from the Halacha of Nifkat, to our original Shaila. Remember, in the original Shaila, Rabbi Yisrael Chonon was asked about the Chom. We weren't talking about a Nifkat. We weren't talking about a Mafkid who left Chomets by a Nifkat. We were talking about someone who had Chomets in his own house and went out of town and wasn't available to sell his own Chomets and didn't leave instructions behind. The Rav, or the local Bezdin, went and sold his chomets on his behalf. Originally, Rabbi Yisrael Chonon wanted to say that would work, but did Zochin Odom, Shlomo Falam, even to sell his property, as we see from Yochanan Chakukah and from the Nifkad who sells the chomets belonging to the Mafkid on Erev Pesach without instruction. But now we can see that there's no proof whatsoever there. In the case of Yochanan Chakukah, in the case of the Nifkad, the chomets was in his reshus. There's an umdener that the mafkid wants him to be koneh, so he's koneh with the kinyan chotzer, and then he can go ahead and sell it. However, in the Mishnah Berurah Chonon Shaila, the chomets was not in the reshus of the rov of the beis din, the chomets was in the reshus of the baal chomets. So even if they wanted to do some sort of umdener and say that the mafkid is willing to be makna the chomets to the nifkat, that doesn't work if there is no nifkat. The owner of the chomets cannot be makne his chomets to the rov because the rov can't do any kinyan because it's not in his reshus. So it's not going to work. It'll work by a nifkat, there'll be an umdana that the nifkat owns the chomets so he can sell it to the koi. But it's not going to work in the case where the rov wants to sell someone's chomets where he hasn't been given instruction and the chomets is not in his reshus but is in the reshus of the baal chomets. That's not going to work. Even if you want to do a schus and say zochim la'odim shevav onim to sell, you won't be able to do any kinyan because the chomets doesn't belong to you, and to try and do a kinyan kesef again from a goy will be a problem because of the problem of shulchan shel bal ha-momon. Says the Rishon LeZion, Halacha LaMaaseh, there's not much of a way around this. The only real way around this is that there is an opinion of the Ritva and Bob Matir there in Dafayin Aleph on the base, and There are others, Lechera, who dispute this whole concept of Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim and say you don't require Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim. It is possible, according to the Ritva, to be Koine Kesef from a Goy on behalf of another Jew. Because you're only acting as the Shliach of the Jew who's Koine and not as the Shliach of the Goy. There's no problem with Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim. If there is no such concept as Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim, then Lechera, you would even be able to sell someone else's chometz if it was chos for him, even if the chometz is not in your possession, with a regular kinyan kesef from the goy. And in that case, Lechera, b'dieved, it would be okay. And therefore, since we're using the chometz, although there's a machlokes who's showing him whether there is a problem of Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim at all or not, since in the case he was asked, it was post facto, we were talking about after Pesach already. Now the shaila is only whether the chometz she'avar alav haPesach is osur or not. Since chometz she'avar alav haPesach is only Yisrael Rabbonon, the reason the chometz was made because of the opinions of the whole, that there is no concept of Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim. But the chadchilas of Yisrael Rabbonon, the chariot maskana seems to be, it will definitely be a problem. So to summarize, to sell chometz, the rov to sell chometz on behalf of everybody, if he's appointed as a shliach, is no problem whatsoever, and he can do a kinyan kesef as well, even if you hold that there is a concept of Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim, and you cannot be kinyan from a goy on behalf of another Jew, because they usually chuzakum. Nonetheless, you can do a kinyan kesef and receive kesef from a goy on behalf of somebody else, because of the concept of orev. It's as if the owners of the chometz are instructing the goy through the rov to give money to the rov, and with that they're makna the kesef, they're makna the chometz to the goy. Similarly, if the nifka wants to sell the chometz, he can also do it even without the concept of orev, because there was no instruction. Nonetheless, he can do it with din zochin, and although there's a problem with Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim, it doesn't matter, because there's an umdana that the mafkin wants to first give the chometz to the nifka, who's koine with a kinyan chotzer, and then he himself can sell it as if it's his own chometz to the goy with a kinyan kesef, and won't have to rely on shlichus at all. However, to sell someone else's chometz, which is not in your resource, and you haven't been given instruction to do so, you can't use the concept of orif, you can't use the concept of umdana that you makneid to the nifkad, and you have a problem with the kinyan kesef of Shluchos Shel Baal HaMoamim, lechatchila would be a problem, lechera, there would be no way around it. But yeah, after the fact, and after Pesach, if it was only a problem, shaylah, chometz she'avar alav haPesach, midrabbanan, we can rely on the poskim world that there is no such problem. But lechatchila, lechera, there would be no way out.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.